This is Barry Mack from Irish Radio Australia. On the line from Ireland, we have Andrew Strong from The Commitments. Good evening, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, not too bad.
Nice for you to take the call. It's appreciated, and we're looking forward to your tour down under in March.
Yeah, looking forward to getting down there, yeah. It's always good to get down to Australia.
Are you a frequent visitor here? So you're starting to get the hang of it then?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I mean, I've seen quite a fair bit of it, and I've got a lot of good friends I've gotten to know over the years. So it's kind of nice. It's a bit of a double whammy. You can go over and tour, and also get to meet some old friends. And when I have a little bit of time off, I can kind of hang out with them and catch up, you know, which is great.
Yeah, that your accent seems to be a bit of a mix between North of Ireland and somewhere down south, maybe around Kildare.
Yeah, well, my parents are both from the north, you know, so my dad's from Derry, my mother's from Fermanagh, so I suppose I've got a bit of a, I suppose there are certain kind of things I pronounce northern, like, you know, down south a lot of people would pronounce, say, 13, where up north would be 13, you know.
Sure.
A lot clearer, so, yeah, so I suppose it's a bit of a mixture of northern and southern, and probably some people kind of say it could be a bit transatlantic too, you know.
Well, you get around a fair bit, you do a lot of touring and stuff. Your voice is amazing, Andrew. You really know how to put it out there, man. Who would you attribute your voice to? Your old man, he's pretty big in the music industry back then, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, that you know, seeing, you know, growing up, seeing my dad play and being at his gigs, and you know, that obviously had an effect on me. And then obviously, you know, when I kind of, you know, got into it, kind of looking at other artists and stuff, you know, people like, you know, Ray Charles and Joe Cocker, and all of these guys were kind of a big influence on me when I was younger. So, but I suppose definitely my father. I suppose that's kind of really where the whole thing, where I got the bug, I suppose, you know.
Do you think it's a bit like a sportsman? The earlier you start, the better you are at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think if you apply yourself to anything over a number of years, I mean, it's either going to go two ways. You'll either hate it or you'll love it. So thankfully, I love it, you know. So. But yeah, no, absolutely. But the beauty about singing and music is that you always learn. You know, there's never a day where it's like, well, that's it. You know, I've come to the end of the road. There's nothing more to learn. I've done it. You know, it's not like a book. You know, you get to the last page in the book and that's it. You know, where it's kind of an endless kind of book with endless chapters and great things to experience and. You know, just meet different people through your career and learn different things about music, and, you know, that's the beauty about it.
Yeah, never a dull moment. You like collaborating with other singers, like the like of Elton John, Bryan Adams, and quite a few others down the years, huh? You enjoy that sort of backing them up?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I mean, you know, I've been very fortunate to go on the road and play concerts and meet these great artists. So yeah, it's great, a great honor to you know, grace the stage with these guys, you know.
Listeners, we're listening to Andrew Strong from The Commitments, who's touring here in March, and we're all looking forward to it. Andrew, you've done a bit of acting over the years as well. In particular, I guess, do you think the biggest event in the past was the Commitments, the movie? Does that really kick-start your career big time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, I never really pushed myself too heavily towards the film side of things, you know. I mean, primarily, you know, I'm a singer, and music is kind of my main passion. But, it was really my singing ability what got me the part in felt after the movie that, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to go out and to establish myself as an artist and to go out and make records and travel the world. And I mean, I suppose nowadays, you know, when it's 20 odd years on, I'm a little bit more relaxed about my career. And, you know, I mean, I'm not completely shutting the door on acting. I mean, if a director placed his trust in me and felt that, yeah, you know, I'd love you to do it and you'd be great for this part, yeah, you know, I would definitely look at it with a more open mind nowadays. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what I do is music, and that's my passion, and that's what I grew up with. And I mean, a lot of artists are kind of branching into doing movies and stuff, which is fine, and some of them are great artists, or sorry, great actors. But I suppose I, to be honest with you, my ability as a singer and as a musician, I would have more confidence as opposed to acting. But again, I mean, you know, it's really down to a director and how much they place their trust in you, you know.
I suppose the main thing is, you know, if you enjoy what you're doing, it means you're actually good at it and you get better as you go along too. It's nice to be able to enjoy something that you spend your life doing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're passionate about what you do, you wake up every day and it's like, well, you know, it's a great bonus. I'm doing something I love. And you know, getting back to, you know, being good at what you do, you know, if you're passionate about it, and
right.
You know, you will become better at anything you do if you have passion for it. So yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm just very lucky that I mean, I have a lot of great musician friends who are friends of mine, you know, who have to kind of keep down the day job, you know, to
yep.
You know, to you know, but and then, you know, on the weekends I go out and play a couple of gigs. So, you know, I'm very fortunate when it comes to that I can make a living out of it and a career, I suppose, you know.
Oh well, you got your feet in the ground anyway, and you make your own luck. Can I ask you, do you still live in Ireland, or do you hop around all over the place?
No, I live in Ireland. Yeah, I live in Ireland. I live about 25 kilometres outside of Dublin. I live in County Kildare. It's just, you know, it's kind of like we've kind of got everything at our feet, but also we're kind of in the country, so we've kind of got the best of both worlds.
Yes, I'm pretty familiar with Kildare. My other half's from Kildare, from Naas. I guess maybe you're not
familiar. Right, from Naas now. It'll be just around the corner. It'll be about 10K from us.
Well, there you go. It's a nice place pardon the pun, it's a nice place to live. Couldn't help saying that.
Yeah, very nice, great for, you know, rearing the kids. And, you know, I mean, I do a lot of travelling and stuff, and it's just nice to get back to, you know, I kind of opt for more of the quieter lifestyle these days.
There's something special about Ireland. A lot of my friends, when they have kids over here, they head back to Ireland for a few years to bring their kids up in Ireland, and eventually they end up coming back here again. But it's just a nice, something special about bringing your kids up in Ireland. I think it's it sets them up, I think, in a whole lot of ways for the rest of their days.
Yeah, I suppose, you know. I mean, you know, it's like every other country. I mean, it's got its good points and its bad points. I mean, what I love about Australia is, I mean, I look at my friends who have kids. I mean, if you look at your typical Australian kid, I mean, the outdoor activity in Australia is phenomenal. I mean, I have friends of mine who they have kids who are like 9, 10 years of age, go out catching snakes, and they do jet skiing, they have boats, they go, you know, I mean, you know, I know we can do that here, but it's on a much larger scale there, you know. And I suppose, you know, we wouldn't have the weather here like the way you would in Australia, but still, I mean, it has pros and cons, I suppose, like everywhere else, you know.
Well, it does. Today it's about 39 degrees and not funny at all, so it's you can have too much of a good thing.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, you know, if we had sun here all the time, Irish people would be complaining about that too.
Absolutely, you're right. We're all lucky where we are. So you're going to get around, going back to your tour, you're going to get around, you'll be in Tweed Heads on March the 9th. We'll be talking about your locations of your tour anyway. You'll be in Sydney on 14th of March at the Factory Theatre, which is in Marrickville, which everybody knows. A whole lot of people very well informed about your tour already. Listen, it's lovely to have a chat with you. And just one thing I wanted to ask you is, do you write any of your own songs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, definitely. I've been writing my own songs for 20 years, you know. I'm actually working on a new album, and this album will consist probably about 80% of original songs. And I also like to throw in a couple of covers there, and just to pay homage to songwriters or artists who I like, or songs I like. So I don't think there's anything wrong combining both worlds together, but definitely I would definitely I love writing songs, you know, and I would the new album will definitely comprise of that.
That'd be lovely. What would be your favourite Irish singer? You know, is that an awkward question for you?
Favourite Irish singer?
Do you like Bagatelle? I can't help asking you that. I love Bagatelle.
Bagatelle, well, do you know Bagatelle? Yeah, I remember seeing Bagatelle years and years ago. Actually, funny, I saw them there. It was in a club in Dublin called Bad Bob's. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
But it was a very kind of well-known club. And Liam Riley, is that the lead singer, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
But again, I mean, I wouldn't be me, like, I know their hit song, and but again, I wouldn't be over familiar with their stuff. I think it's kind of a bit of an older generation.
Yes.
They're kind of more my dad's kind of generation. But yeah, I am familiar with them, but I wouldn't have a great wealth of knowledge about them, if I have to be honest with you. But I mean there are a lot of good singers in Ireland. I suppose probably, as I said, getting back to your earlier question, I mean, my father is probably one of the most respected singers in this country, and it's kind of hard to kind of I suppose when I think about my father, when I kind of answer that question, it's kind of, I would have to try and not necessarily compare a singer to my father, but they would have to be somewhere close to that pedestal. And I'll be quite frank with you, there really isn't a lot, in my eyes anyway, who would have the ability and the range what he has, and especially his earlier stuff when he was with the Plattermen and the Rockets and stuff. That was pretty world-class singing. So
show band era.
Again, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who could differ with me. I mean, if you want to go a little bit more left field, I thought Luke Kelly from the Dubliners was great, you know.
Of course.
Great resonance in his voice, and, you know, and what I like about that is it's because it's not necessarily connected to kind of what I do, what genre. So I like listening to singers what I don't necessarily wouldn't be the same type of singer as me, but it can move me as much as a singer who would influence me, if you understand what I mean.
I do indeed. Yeah, that's very interesting indeed. Andrew, listen, it's been really good having a chat. I know that you're a busy man. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but
not at all.
We're looking forward to your visit, and listen, as you listen to Andrew from The Commitments.
Hi.